Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Yes, indeed, you are once again in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show on Saturday night, September the 29th, 2018. I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown, Jr., and we do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. As usual, and especially for the first-time listeners, I'm asking our listeners, please get your Bibles, get your pens, and get your paper ready so that you can follow along with the woman of God as she gets ready to deliver God's word on tonight. And especially for the first-time listeners, Father, I ask you to get the word out, your sword, so that you can read it for yourself, because I don't want you to take it lightly or for granted or think that we're making up things. That's why the word of God says, my people perish because of the lack of knowledge. So that's why I ask you to get your Bibles, get your pens and paper, so that you can follow along and read it for yourself what the Lord is saying to us, to his people on tonight. But we're going to go into prayer as we always do, and I'm asking all listeners, if you will please go into prayer with me at this time. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, is in the name of Jesus, we come once again to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name on tonight because you're worthy of all praise. No matter what we're going through, no matter what it looks like, we know that you are in total control. You are not like man. You search with the heart. And Heavenly Father, for this we give you glory, honor, and praise. We thank you, Heavenly Father, again for your grace and your mercy even your sufficient grace toward each one of us. We know that we are not worthy of them. We don't deserve them, but we thank you for them in Jesus' name. We come now, Heavenly Father, lifting up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. You know who they are and where they are. So you are the doctor that has never lost a patient. So we ask that you would touch, heal, and deliver as only you can in the name of Jesus Christ. And then, Father, we lift up all those that are bereaved, that are in the loss of loved ones. Let them remember and know that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. Heavenly Father, we lift up all those that you're duty-bound to pray for, the less fortunate, the homeless, the incarcerated. You know, again, what each person is standing in need of, and you promised in your word that you would not put no more on us than we're able to bear. So now, Lord, we pray and lift up all those that are listening on tonight who do not have a personal relationship with your son, Jesus Christ. It is our prayer on tonight that something will be said through your word, through your woman of God on tonight, through your word, that will prick their hearts to the point that they will be able to open their own mouth to confess the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved in his name on tonight. Because we know that your desire is that no souls be lost. But we ask that you will move by your spirit on tonight through the airways. Help us to decrease so that you may increase in us is our prayer in Jesus' name. And for this we give you glory, honor, and praise. Amen. All those that are touching and agree with this prayer said amen. Well, on tonight, we do have another spirit to speak. Someone needs to place your phone on mute, please. Tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, until you cross the bridge of your insecurities, you can't begin to explore your possibilities. Tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, until you cross the bridge of your insecurities, you can't begin to explore your possibilities. I'm asking all listeners, if you will please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants/ambassadors/vessels. Once you get there, please click on follow. I do welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can email me by emailing me at james_brown1558@yahoo.com. That's all lowercase, james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. In the form of announcements, I only have one that I'd like to present to the new listeners. For those that are listening all the time, you already know the schedule, but just in case you did not write this down, I need you to get a pen and paper so that you can write this information down. You might want to be blessed by these other shows that are under my direction. I thank God for the doors that he has opened through this worldwide platform and the doors that he continues to open, because I know that it's not about us, it's about him. So I thank God for the show titled Theologically Speaking with Jose Dorsey. He is the host. His show airs each first and third Thursday night from 6:30 to 7 p.m. Once again, Theologically Speaking with Jose Dorsey as the host. His show airs each first and third Thursday night from 6:30 to 7 p.m. Then we have Clinically Speaking with host Sierra Renee. Her show airs each fourth Thursday and first Saturday night from 6:30 to 7 p.m. Once again, clinically speaking, Sierra Renee, she is a psychologist, and I love how she put the word of God on each situation dealing with each client. Again, her show airs each fourth Thursday night and first Saturday night from 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. And finally, we have Ministry Impossible with your host, Minister Sharon Rambis. He is a member of Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church, where I am also a member, and he is our pastor's armor bearer, Bishop James A. Jennings, armor bearer. Again, his show is titled Ministry Impossible, again, with host minister Sharon Rambis. His show airs each second Thursday and fourth Saturday from 6:30 to 7 p.m. So those are the new shows that are up under my direction, and I thank God for what he's doing through this worldwide platform. And there's even more doors that are yet to be opened. So I'm giving God the glory, honor, and praise in advance. So right now, I thank God for my guest on tonight, my special guest, in the presence of Sister Deborah N. Evans. And she is a member of International Gospel Center, which is located in Ecorse, Michigan. She will be bringing forth the word of God on tonight. So that's why I pray that you have your Bibles and your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with her as she's getting ready to deliver God's word. But she's going to share a testimony first. Sister Deborah Evans, I want to say thank you for taking time out to come forth over this worldwide platform and share God's word with his people on tonight. So first, before you go into the word, I understand you have someone that's going to do a musical selection. Is she nearby you right now?
Yes, she is nearby me. If you want to start with that first, thank you so much. I thank God and thank you for the opportunity.
Okay, well, I'm
and Minister Nehru Johnson, which is why I'm here.
Okay, could you have her stand by? You have her stand by. But what I'd like for you to do first, if you can share your testimony first, and then following your testimony,
sure.
Come straight in and do her musical selection for our music break. So please share with us your testimony.
All right, and please forgive me. I was running a little bit late. We just pulled into Chicago tonight. There's our time difference, and I almost forgot. So if there's any background noise as well, please forgive that too. Again,
no,
I thank
good.
God.
You're
I thank
good.
You, Minister. Okay, and I thank you, Minister Brown and Minister Nehru Johnson, for the opportunity to speak into the lives of God's people. It's cliche, really, to say that I don't take it lightly, but I don't. And honestly, none of us should take any opportunity to share the word of the Lord lightly. My
Amen.
Testimony is really, it's a long one, but I can really shorten it. I was on my way home 7 years ago from prayer meeting at a church ministry I belonged to in Atlanta, and I was caught up in the middle of an argument I did not know was going on, and eventually turned into a gun battle. And subsequently, getting off the bus, not knowing what was going on at 10:30 at night, I was trying to walk home, and I was run over by a car. And in the process of being run over by the car, I was drugged some, and they were shooting at each other while I was laying on the ground. I spent 5 days in ICU, several days on life support, 30 days in the hospital, and another 30 days in the nursing home learning to walk and use my arms again. And 7 years later, if I didn't tell you what happened, you wouldn't know. All I can tell you is that the living God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and the ministering angels of heaven, they were all in that fire with me. I've come out without smelling like smoke, and I guess that's why God said to talk to the people about fire tonight.
Wow, what a powerful testimony that is. And that is why, listeners, this is the reason why I asked my first-time guest to share testimony. Why do I ask you to do that? Because God is still working miracles today, just like he did through and for our sister on tonight, Sister Deborah Evans, and how he miraculously healed her body. He is the same God, and he has no respect for persons. He can do the same thing for you on tonight. So that's why it's important that we share our testimony, that God gets glory from our testimony. It does God no favor, and it does us no favor, and anyone else no favor when we sit down on our testimony. God gives his glory through our testimonies. And he said in his word that he would share his glory with no one. So I thank God for you, sister, on tonight for sharing that powerful testimony. I'm sure you said, short of period of time, I'm sure you can go deeper into that testimony. But we thank God for you sharing with us and the listeners your powerful testimony of how God still works miracles even today. So right now, again, I thank you for that testimony. What is your guest name that's going to be doing a musical?
My guest name is, actually have two here, Evangelist Candace Allen. She is a singer, but she's not going to sing tonight. However, her pastor, Pastor Karen Bruce, is going to sing for you and the listening audience tonight. Okay,
you
ready for her?
Pastor Drew, we thank you for coming on and sharing with our listeners. Could you please go right into your musical selection, please? Thank you.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. I thank God for this opportunity to minister in song, and I'm just going to sing a little short song tonight. I pray that it will minister to your hearts, and the song is entitled Change My Heart, O God. Change my heart, O God. Make it ever true. Change my heart, O God, may I be like you.
Praise the Lord. Awesome song. Beautiful anointed voice. Sounds like an angel sent straight from heaven. I thank God for you, Pastor Karen Drew. And also thank you again, Deborah Evans, for bringing her on as your guest to do our music break for tonight. Again, change my heart, oh God. And that should be the prayer of every faithful saint of God, to change our heart so that we can be more like Jesus. So I thank God for you for sharing with us that musical selection, and what an awesome song it is. And I know that the people of God was blessed by it as well as I was on tonight. So again, we thank you, Pastor Karen Drew, for that musical selection. Change my heart, oh God. And right now, we're getting ready for the Word of God. And I pray again, listeners, that you have your Bibles and your pens and your paper ready to follow along with the woman of God that's going to bring forth the Word of God on tonight. In the presence of Deborah Ann Evans, once again, she is a member of International Gospel Center in Ecorse, Michigan, where her pastor is Marvin N. Miles. So we thank God for you on tonight. So now, Sister Deborah Evans, I now yield the mic to you to deliver God's word.
Amen. Thank you again, Brother Brown, as you like to be called. We're going to start tonight. The title of this message, if you need one, I just simply call it fire. I'm coming from 2 Thessalonians 1:7. That's my main scripture, which says, "And give relief to you who are troubled and to us as well. This will happen when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven in blazing fire with his powerful angels. Even those who do not claim the Lord Jesus as their Savior are well aware that the Bible says that God will destroy the earth by fire next time. But now wait, don't get scared. Fire has other purposes. It purifies, cleanses, and reduces a thing down to its lowest common denominator. I hate doing the definition of a thing when you first start out speaking or preaching, but I'm going to do exactly what I hate today because it's necessary. What is fire? At a certain point in the combustion reaction called the ignition point, flames are produced. The flame is the visible portion of the fire. Flames consist primarily of carbon dioxide, water vapor, oxygen, and nitrogen. If hot enough, the gases may become ionized to produce plasma. But what you may not know is that there are different types of fire. Firefighters know about classes of fire, such as those involving wood, plastic, etc. And those classifications are necessary. Why? Because you have to know how to fight certain classes of fire. All fires are not extinguished with water. Water actually exacerbates or increases the burn of some fires. For example, a grease fire. But I want to speak to you briefly tonight about other kinds of fire. We have natural fire, where material things are burned, destroyed, decimated, and turned into ashes, or something that is a form of what the original item was. Oh, but there are other kinds of fire. We have supernatural fire. What is supernatural fire? Supernatural fire is when we see flames and evidence that something should be burning and it should be consumed, yet the thing in the midst of the fire remains intact. Everybody knows about Moses and the burning bush, and I'm not going to read it tonight, but that's Exodus 3, 3rd chapter, 1st through 17 verses. But just imagine this. Imagine you out walking your dog down a neighborhood street, and you see a house on fire, flames just coming all out the windows. What's the first thing you're going to do? Pick up your phone and dial 911 because you want to be sure that everybody in that house gets out safely. Am I right? Right. Well, imagine you call the fire department. They come, and they put out the flames, and the house is standing intact without any evidence of being burnt anywhere. And the people that are inside are fine. Well, that's the same thing that happened to Moses back in Exodus. He watched a bush burning, yet that bush was not consumed. Now, let's deal with the one quickly the most folks don't want to hear anything about, especially if it's their eternal destination because they refuse to accept the gift of salvation from God, and that's eternal fire. And in this case, specifically, the fires of hell. The most pressing question that people don't understand is really what I would like to call the mechanics of hellfire. And what is that? Well, here is why the fire burns in hell and never goes out. Think back to the days when you had a charge card, which unfortunately may be right now, and you overextended yourself, and you didn't pay that bill. Every company that's in business has something that is called the write-off or the charge-off. They charge that debt off. It really doesn't mean that you don't owe it anymore. It just means that they took care of the debt for you. And that's the same thing that happens when your soul winds up in hell. The fires of hell continue to burn because you have not repented of your sins. And it is the dirt, the filth, the transgression, and the iniquity of your sins that keeps the fire burning. Why? Because the impurities have no place to go. They have no place to go because you didn't believe that there was a Savior that could take your sins and wash them away. Okay? God is in control of the fire. Numbers 11 and 1. Now the people complained about their hardships in the hearing of the Lord, and when he heard them, his anger was aroused. Then fire from the Lord burned among them and consumed some of the outskirts of the camp. Scripture after scripture makes reference to fire coming from the Lord, sometimes for consumption, sometimes for destruction, and other times for revelation. We want to talk now about one more fire, and that is the awesome fire of the Holy Ghost. In Luke 9 chapter, the 54th verse, when the disciples James and John saw this, they asked, "Lord, do you want us to call fire down from heaven to destroy them?" Luke 3:16, John answered them all, "I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I will come, the straps of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with Here goes again. Fire. Matthew 3:11-12. I baptize you with water for repentance, but after me comes one who is more powerful than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor, gathering his wheat into the barn and burning up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Now, I want to give you another example. Most of you know the story of the three Hebrew boys that were thrown in the fire. That's in the book of Daniel. In that instance, you have a case of both natural fire and supernatural fire. Say, prove it to me. All right, let me prove it to you. That scripture talks about the king having one of his servants turn up the fire 7 times higher than it had been. And when he turned that fire up, the Bible says the fire consumed him and burnt him up. Yet the very ones who were in the fire, the actual fire, were not burned, were not disturbed. Why? Because Jesus was in the fire with him, and that with them, rather. And that is what you call supernatural fire. Now, that's the fire that you want right now, the supernatural kind, the fire of the Holy Ghost, not the eternal fire. That's the fire that you want to live in, move in, breathe in, and have your very being in. Why? Because the Holy Spirit baptizes you with the fire of God, which is his anointing, his purification, his wisdom, his transparency, his correction, his ability to work miracles in and through you, his love, his exhortation, his rebuke, his leadership, his revelation, his strength, his joy, his ability to come alongside you and help you to obey God. Who wouldn't want that kind of fire? The Holy Ghost, he is not an it. He is the third person of the Godhead. He comes with the fire from heaven to give us the supernatural ability to do all things that God has required us. And in my conclusion today, so why all this information about fire? It is because you're going to be with fire. You're going to have to deal with fire every day of your life. Fiery trials of all kinds come to take us out. We have an enemy that uses fiery trials against us. And who wants to live through fiery trials on earth and then go to the hot place? Not me. Hell is not my eternal address. And I pray to God it's not yours. You have a choice of spending eternity with the one who is an all-consuming fire. You can be baptized with the fire of the Holy Ghost while you yet live. All fire is not bad. So let Jesus cleanse you, heal you, fill you, anoint you, and the Holy Ghost baptize you with his fire. Again, in this life, you're going to go through fiery trials because we live in a fallen world. But all of life is not filled with trials, and your best is yet to come. The fire of the Holy Ghost will bring you direction, wisdom, guidance, supernatural powers of all kinds and types. You want to be a superhero? For real? Let the fire of God, the Lord, and the Holy Ghost consume you. I'm on fire today, and I thank you for coming to experience me burn for the Lord. I don't know who's listening today. I don't know what your spiritual condition is. I have no heaven or hell to put you in. But while you yet live, while you can yet hear the voice of the Lord through his servant, harden not your heart. Make a decision this very day which direction your soul is going to go. Are you going to endure the fires of hell for an eternity or enjoy the fires of heaven for all eternity? Repent of your sins and experience the fire of the Holy Ghost here and now forevermore. call in to this number and let Minister Brother James Brown know that you've made a decision to give your life to the Lord this very day. It's all about winning souls. And in the process of winning souls, I want you to know what it feels like to experience the life and the love of God in the earth while you yet live. Amen and amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I thank God for you, Sister Deborah Evans, for that powerful word on tonight, talking about the different types of fires, the different types of eternal fires. And people really need to know that there is a fire that's going to never burn out, that's hotter than we have ever experienced here on earth. So that fire I never want to experience. It's one of the things to live in hell on earth and then die and go to hell from within the church. That is a shame. And God desires that no souls be lost on tonight. He is the same God, and he has no respect of a person. And again, his word said he desires that no souls be lost. So here's your opportunity. This is your chance. It's a free will. It's by choice. I thank God that he's not like man. He do not force himself on anyone. God is a gentleman. He gives you the opportunity to open up your heart and open your mouth and receive his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, as your personal Lord and Savior. So you have to do that while the breath is in your body and the blood is running warm in your body. This all goes back to the word of God that says, work while it's day, because the night cometh when no man can work. What do that mean, Brother Brown? That means work while it's day, work while you are alive, while the breath is in your body and the blood is running warm in your body, when you can serve and worship and give God glory through your body, because the night cometh. Night means death. No man can work for God when you're dead. So that's why you have to do all you can for the Lord while you can, and while you can, while you are living, while you are breathing, while the blood is running warm in your veins. So on tonight, I pray along with Sister Evans on tonight that if any listener has heard this message on tonight, you have a chance to open your mouth even right now while this program is still on the air. You can open your mouth and be sincere about it, because I'm glad that God is not like man. He's searching your heart. He knows if you're sincere or not. So, and this is something else I want to add to that while we're talking about this. God is not everyone's father. God is everyone's creator. Some people believe that because they're not saved and they think they're praying and they think their prayer got answered because something happened after they prayed and they know they're not saved. No, God wants to hear sinners. He will hear a sinner's prayer that's calling on the name of Jesus Christ to be saved in Jesus' name. Then God becomes your father. Again, God is not everyone's father. He is everyone's creator. This is your opportunity. Again, God, do not force yourself on anyone. You have a choice. You have a decision to make, and you can make it right now. So on tonight, we thank God for Sister Evans and that powerful word on tonight, talking about the different fires. And then her guest that's along with her in Chicago, in Ohio. You said you're in Ohio, Sister Evans, or Chicago?
Amen. No, we're in Chicago. Yes.
We're
in Chicago.
Amen. Praise the Lord for both of them. And then the other guests that's along with you all. Thank you for that song. I still hear that song ringing in my spirit. Change my heart, oh God. Again, every born again Christian, that should be our prayer daily. Change my heart, oh God. I know that's my prayer. So again, Sister Evans, I thank you and your guests for both coming on and you sharing that powerful, awesome testimony about how God is still working miracles even today, because you are a prime example of what God can do. So that's what faith is all about. You have to have your faith in God, rooted and grounded in the Lord God, in the Lord Jesus Christ. So right now, before we heal you and give you a chance to leave and go back to do what you're doing, Sister Evans, and you and your friends that are with you, could you please, this is your opportunity to share with the worldwide listeners how someone can get in touch with you or Sister Pastor Karen Drew. How can we get in touch with you all in case if someone wants you to come minister to them by delivering God's word or singing? How can we contact you? And also, this is your opportunity to give your shout out.
All right. Well, I would like to give a shout out, first of all, to Minister Nehru Johnson for opening up this door for me to come in and to come on, rather, and minister today. I do not take it lightly at all because souls are important. I can be reached at email address D like Debbie, D like boy, O-R-A-H 777 at hotmail.com or 678-852-2981. My Facebook address is Deborah M. Evans, Detroit, Michigan. And I'm going to turn the phone over right now to Pastor Karen Bruce so she can leave her information as well. I'm sure people are definitely going to want her to come and minister. Hold on.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. I can be reached at going, G-O-I-N-G, fourth, F-O-R-T-H, ministries, M-I-N-I-S-T-R-I-E-S, 77 at gmail.com, or you can reach me by Facebook under my name, Pastor Karen Bruce. And again, thank you so much for the opportunity to praise the Lord with you.
And
amen.
We have
praise
one more
Lord.
Minister in here that didn't sing that I'm sure you're going to want to have come on in the form of the person of, rather, Minister Candace Allen. Hold on one moment, please.
Mm-hmm.
God bless you, Reverend Brown. It's a pleasure and an honor to be able to just communicate with you on tonight. We just thank God for what you're doing in the body of Christ and for those that are reaching out and looking for God in all the wrong places and having you in place to lead them in the right direction. So I'm looking forward to working with you soon. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I look forward to working with you also. Sister Deborah Evans, could you please give your shout out at this time?
Okay. And when you shout out, please forgive me because I'm not quite sure. Shout out means different things in different places, so forgive my ignorance and please tell me what you mean.
Okay, no, brother, this is the opportunity to give a shout out to your church family, to your pastor.
Oh, my goodness. A shout out to Reverend Dr. Pastor Marvin Miles and his lovely wife, First Lady Carolyn Miles, and the mother of the church, Dr. Lavinia Miles. Shout out to my mama, Rose, to my sons, Thurston, Corey, Barron, and Wayne, and my precious grandbabies, Langston, Cameron, Savannah, and I'm missing somebody. Langston, oh, Guy, okay. That's, and just the body of Christ at large and those who will one day become the sons of God.
Amen. I like the way you. I love the way you put that. Those that have not yet become the children of God, those that are on their way to becoming the children of God. I like how you included them. That's very important.
That's it.
And also, I like to also thank Brother Nehru Johnson for giving me a call, giving me your name, and he told me what a fireball you was, and he was absolutely right. So I would definitely look forward to having you back on again very soon. It's amazing how
Amen.
The Lord works. Brother Nehru and I, Johnson, with, and I, and along with another gentleman, was in line at the visitation of Aretha Franklin.
Aretha Franklin, isn't that something?
At the viewing at the Charles Wright Museum. And we were talking
That's
while we was on the line before they opened up the doors, and we just got to talking about the Lord. That's how the Lord works. And he always have a way of putting his people together. I love how the Lord works. And then we got to talking, and I gave him my card, and I told him about my radio show. And so I asked him to be a guest. And so he called me and said that he was not able to be on tonight, so he's going to come on a different day. But he told me about you. And so I just thank God for what he's doing. God knows exactly what he's doing because your word that he put through you on tonight, somebody needed to hear that word tonight. So he knew, God knew who was going to be listening on tonight. So I believe this word is not gone out void. It's going to accomplish everything that it set out to do. And God is going to be glorified through this word. The enemy is going to be even more horrified because of this word on tonight. So
that's what
it's all about. It's all about souls being saved on tonight. That's what it's about. So I thank God for you.
That's right.
And again, I appreciate you, and God continue to bless you and your ministry and the works of your hands. And again, once the Lord give me the okay to have you back on, and I know it's going to be soon, I will most definitely have you back on. And then the guests that are with you, if they can give me a call as soon as possible so I can set them up with a date so they can be on as well. Your two friends
Amen.
That are with you, please a call, and I will set them up to be on the show as well. And I look forward to doing that and having them on as well. So right now, that's our program for tonight. And I thank God for this powerful word that went forth through Sister Evans on tonight and that powerful testimony. And I know someone was blessed by that testimony and the word of God. So we know that the word of God has not gone out void. And I pray that this word has been received and loved by every listener on tonight. So as we get ready to close out on tonight, we're going to pray as we always do, giving God glory. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus, we come once again to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the vessel that your word have come through on tonight through Sister Evans. We thank you for the ministering song on tonight through her guest on tonight. We bless your name on tonight because of who you are. You are worthy to be praised. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are not like man. You never slumber nor sleep. You cannot fail, lie, nor change. So we just bless your name. We give you glory, honor, and praise. And now, Lord, we pray that you are moved by your spirit in every door that's going to be open in your son Jesus' name on tomorrow and all over the land, that you will move by your spirit like never before, that your word will go forth with power, that you will anoint each vessel that's going to bring forth your word on tomorrow all over the land, that many souls will be saved, backsliders will come back to the fold, and that the body of Christ will be built up and strengthened and edified after hearing the word on tomorrow, and that you will be glorified through it all is our prayer in Jesus' name. Continue to bless each listener, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that you would put it in their spirit to share the good news about this ministry, that they can share it with others so that others can tune in and be blessed and be saved by it as well. So we just give you the glory, honor, and praise once again that you so well deserve. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So that's our show for the night. Again, Sister Evans and your guest that's with you, I appreciate you all so much. And I will be talking to Brother Johnson.
Thank you.
And I thank you. And you all continue to have a blessed day. And be safe, and I pray God's sovereign grace that you all make it back home safely and find everything well. So until we talk again, continue to be blessed of the Lord.
Amen.
Well,
you too. Thank you, Brother Brown.
You're quite welcome. You're so welcome. On tonight, we, as always, the word of God said we are to pray ye one for another. The fervent prayers of the righteous avail as much. So we're going to close out with this song on tonight, Pray for Me. So that's what we're going to ask on tonight, that the body of Christ will continue to lift each other up in prayer. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. Know that I love you. God loves you even more. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.
Come on, KD.
An old song from North Carolina, Currituck, North Carolina. Maybe some of y'all know this, but I'm gonna sing this song here. My, my, my. Pray for me. Yes, sir. Pray for me.